This is VSiN by the Books on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We begin hour number two. I'm Dave Ross here at Circus Sports in downtown Las Vegas. Circus Sports here in Vegas. Another one coming up we're going to talk about here in a couple months. But Jensen, you are there in Omaha getting ready for the College World Series that's going to begin in earnest today. But I think the highlight and headline from you in night number one there with the VSiN crew and the Circa crew, how was it? You don't have to do an update yet on the Jello shots. We'll get to that later on in the program, but how you paced yourself, because you're right as rain here for day two.
Yeah, well, again, veteran moves, right? Understanding that it's not how you start, it's how you finish. You need gas in the tank. We did have a few people that you could tell got out of the box a little quick. Might not have done the necessary stretching to kick the tires and light the fires here. So, a good pacing. I would anticipate, and I would think that the overnight movement for people that are just joining us, significant overnight movement for the VSiN Jello Shot competition. Those odds will be updated. And again, I told you, what was the auto bet scenario? If you found me in double digits any point, knowing that we've got it, that there could be, we could be taking out a small loan, the Circus Sports app over here, when we take the short walk over to Iowa to be able to lay. And again, we are all hypothetical here. But I think we're going to see some intriguing developments later today.
You are the Scotty Scheffler of the Jello Shot Challenge in that if you can get double digits, which you could not get on Scotty overnight, even though he was on the cut line at +3. And now, just to update very quickly, birdie on one for Scotty's going off in the back nine here on the 10th hole. He birdies 10, his first hole of the day. And Jensen, he's +2, 6 off the lead, right back to your betting favorite at +450 here. It doesn't take long for Scotty to move $2 shorter in the betting market with one birdie on one. By the way, Brooks Koepka did get his birdie back after the bogey on one. He's back up to 12-1 here in the betting market. It's fascinating to watch as we're in real time here for our show. A drive by Scotty, it's going to move the market 50 cents either way. It's because it's Scotty.
Yeah, and again, just kind of looking at, and by the way, for people that are on DraftKings, I know they've offered another 18% boost today for any market. So if you want to jump on that, I wonder what you could get Scotty at right now with if they would jump it up anywhere like 5.5, 6. If you want to jump in a top five market, that probably gets you to at least some plus money. So anxious to see. I wouldn't mind if people want to jump on Rahm. Right. You know, we've talked Rombo, just the way that he looked yesterday, managed what he needed to, took his medicine in certain spots. And, you know, the fact that after round one, Dave, you know, he was right where he was from an odds perspective, I think bodes very well for his chances over the weekend.
Well, you're onto it, because John Rahm is the only other guy in single digits right now. It's 7-1 behind Scotty Scheffler in the live betting markets, and they are jumping on the screen as the show goes. We'll update those because they're jumping on every shot going on right now at Oakmont. But without further ado, let's get to it. Hour number two, our highlights and headlines.
Help your bottom line with today's highlights and headlines.
Surprise, surprise. We didn't see it in Sunrise, but it happened. And that surprise is you got a 3-0 lead if you're Florida early in the second period. And historically, it's over. The game is theoretically at that point over. Did you say over? Because it wasn't. Edmonton makes a change at goaltender. Calvin Pickard comes in there, replaces Stuart Skinner, and all of a sudden they score the next four tallies in this one to get it to 4-3. And then, oh my goodness, hold on, final minute, pull the goalie, bobbers out. Florida gets the equalizer. They're going to win this thing in overtime. Nope, it's Leon Draisaitl that gets that OT game winner. And all of a sudden, we're all knotted up going back north of the border for game five tomorrow night. Pickard, by the way, was spectacular instead of Stuart Skinner. Stopped 22 of the 23 shots that he faced, including a breakaway when it was 3-1. He had just been called into action. That really could have flipped the game there. And yet he gets it done. And this Edmonton team, they've got new life and they've got home ice again here. So theoretically, if we go 7, Jensen, that's going to be in Edmonton. I wonder if Florida is waking up today going, how did we blow that? Or are they going, man, we don't have that time to think about that. We got to get on the Big Bird. We're playing tomorrow night in Canada.
Yeah, it's a couple of those things. And by the way, you mentioned Pickard, now 7-0 in this year's postseason.
How about that?
7-0, buddy. Remind me again as we talk through this what his cons, my thoughts are.
100-1.
If you talk about a long... Okay, so that was our thought with Rachel Doerr yesterday was, okay, if Skinner comes out, does his thing that he's done game fours and beyond, all right, Edmonton, you're right back in this thing and you're all set. Little did we know that it would have to be Robin coming in for Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And again, crazier things have happened here, Dave, but do we live in a world in which scoring, maybe, I guess the way to shoot the moon here for Pickard is if he gets the start here, I mean, do you ride the hot hand, A, number one, with what he's done? B, if you don't get really anything or too much from McDavid and or Dreisaitl, is that how you shoot the moon for Pickard? Because I get it, Conn Smythe is for the entirety of the postseason. But, hey, the numbers are what they are. He's undefeated.
Right.
He's undefeated in the playoffs. So, stranger things, my friend. But the way it's going, and if he does get the start in Game 5 and gives up one goal or none, I mean, this is all of a sudden a sweat when maybe no one saw it coming.
I know Mitch Moss is sitting on a nice ticket on Dreisaitl for Conn Smythe. Jonathan Davis is going to join us in hour number three. He's got a 15-1 on Dreisaitl as well. And as he mentioned, JD did, four overtime goals. That's a playoff record now that Leon Dreisaitl has with that game winner in overtime. And because of it, he shot up the board here to plus 250 to win that event over Connor McDavid, which is stunning. Connor did not get a tally last night, so he's now 3-1. Dreisaitl plus 250. Bennett is still the favorite if you like the Florida side here. And again, it's interesting on the goaltenders. The bobber, Sergei Bobrovsky, has dropped all the way to 75-1. That Pickard price at 100-1. I will just say this, like what you're thinking. If he's got to start now. I cannot imagine that they go back to Stuart Skinner now. It's got to be Pickard going forward. I could only imagine, at least for game five in Edmonton. Could you imagine if he pitches a shutout in game five? Like if he, and it's not Dreisaitl or Connor on the tallies, right? If you get other guys and you say you get a 2-0 win, that's the pathway for a guy like Pickard to get into that conversation even more so than he's already in. So again, 1.5 is the puck line tomorrow. You can get that at plus $2. You want to play the money line minus $1.20 here in Edmonton. Boy, this series has changed the tone and tenor dramatically with that comeback last night. I wonder if the Brewers have changed their rotation dramatically now. Because, yeah, we got a new the Mizzard of Milwaukee, as the headline says there. There he is, the MIZ of Milwaukee, Jacob Mizrowski. What a debut, Jensen. Did have an ankle injury to take him out of there. We hope he's going to be okay going forward. But 5 scoreless innings, no hits allowed in that. And, again, when you're throwing sinkers triple digits, the kid can flat out bring it. What's your takeaway from his debut yesterday in Milwaukee?
I was just bringing it up just to see where the numbers were overall. Riddle me this, Dave. The Brewers have the number 5 rotation ERA in all of baseball. Now, where they have had some misgivings, they are 27th in walks per 9, so a lot of self-induced traffic there, 20th in whip. Yet here they stand, just 5.5 back of the Cubs in sole possession of second place. Not only just this year, but you potentially have Jacob Mizrowski, Chad Patrick, who we've talked about in the National League Rookie of the Year race, who has been phenomenal in his own right. You have Quinn Priester, okay, who is another young pup there. So Mizrowski's 23. Priester's going to turn 25 this year. Patrick's going to turn 27. Like, with Freddie Peralta, who's 29, your rotation is set for the foreseeable future if these guys stay healthy. So credit where it's due. Again, this is very Tampa Bay Rays of the Milwaukee Brewers. Like, they just continue to put – it's not fun to watch.
No.
It's not going to jump off the page at you, but all they do is continue to win. They develop some pitching within. And as you said, the Miz in Milwaukee looked phenomenal in his debut yesterday.
6-0 win against St. Louis. I think St. Louis saw enough of that kid for as long as they did yesterday. That was enough for the Cardinals. By the way, before those lines move, you can always check out our friends at SharpPlays at SharpPlays.com because they're not chasing the market. They're going to help move that market. You're not going to be out-muscling billion-dollar sports books or full-time professional bettors on your own, but with the SharpPlays, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. They're powered by cutting-edge AI, trusted insider sources. The SharpPlays delivers the edge that serious bettors rely on. You're going to get free betting reports, real-time alerts, market-moving insights, all delivered right to you via email or X. They're not an overnight here, people. They've been around the block since 2011. They got receipts, public logs, and results right there on the site. That's why SharpPlays.com, trusted by the pros, watched by the books. Check them out now at sharpplays.com. Okay, we're going to come back. You've got the Daily Diamond that we're going to get to here. Also, later on in the program, you're going to break down the College World Series. That's why you're in Omaha. And maybe we'll update that tally here on the Jello Shot Challenge going on at Rocco's. And in hour number three, Lou Finocchiaro is going to join us here. I'm sure he's going to have a question or two about the College World Series. We're going to break down the UFC card and really intriguing main event with Kamaru Usman against Joaquin Buckley. Buckley, the big favorite there as his ascent to a possible title shot. Billy Boddy is going to be here in Las Vegas in studio for hour number three as well. Break down everything going on in the world of soccer. And then the aforementioned JD, the Iceman, Jonathan Davis, is going to help us break down what we might see tomorrow night in Game 5 north of the border in Edmonton. But Jensen's getting spicy there at the U.S. Open, and it looks like right now Scottie Scheffler is back to being the favorite here to win this tournament. We'll update those odds as they go, as low as 450. Brooks Koepka is into single digits now on the live odds board, making a move 9-1 for Major Brooks. We'll break it all down with the Daily Diamond next. Here it's VSiN on the books.
By the books, right here on VSiN.
We continue VSiN by the books. Dave Ross, Jensen Lewis here on this Friday edition. And Jensen, we get some day baseball today. We got a full slate. We got a new series. So it is a good day, always a good day, to break down today's edition of the Daily Diamond. In the business, we call that an animation. I love that. It makes me happy every time I just hear the right. Like, it just gets me in the mood for baseball. Certainly, if you're a Pirates fan, I think every fifth day you just can't wait to see what Paul Skeens is going to give you. I know that we're kind of looking at the Cubs, and you can play this game many different ways. What do you expect to see from Skeens in Chicago against one of the best lineups in baseball?
Yeah, it is always great to see best on best, right? And I think for me, this would be kind of that strikeout ladder if you're looking for Paul Skeens. I just happened to bring it up here on DraftKings just to kind of see where they would price it. So right now, Skeens' strikeout prop is 6.5, and it's juiced to the over at $1.40. So, Dave, could I interest you potentially in not only a 7 or more, but if you ladder it up, 8 is plus $1.35, 9 is plus $2.60, and if you think it gets to double digits, it's 5-1. Just kind of thinking, again, the Cubs offense been one of the best in all of Major League Baseball this year. You see that total of 7, so we'll double-check the wind here for the afternoon affair at Wrigley. But to me, buddy, we could see some early free air conditioning the way Skeens has been throwing, particularly within the division.
I will say this, some of the coldest baseball games I've ever been to have been at Wrigley in June, where you feel like you're just freezing. So let me ask you this, because I don't want to go crazy here, but I love the ladder scenario because I get that kind of Kerry Wood feel of like, could he just go out there and forget about 7, 8, does he get you 10, 15? We're probably never going to see 20 again. But like, it feels like if Paul Skeens is the guy that we all know him to be now, he's licking his chops at this matchup too. He wants to go against the best and show you what he's got. No disrespect to the Marlins or anybody else, but it's the Cubs. I think he might put on a real show today at Wrigley.
Would be fun to see. And again, that's why I kind of looking at where that initial line was.
Yeah.
If you feel like you want to be safer, and we've done this in the past, find another strikeout prop or potentially a money line that you like. And I would take Skeens to have six or more. So you're under that 6.5. So it gives you a little leeway there to spit the hook just in case. I would look at Skeens, six or more strikeouts, and they maybe potentially if you want to drive up the price, get to plus money, find a money line. Or if there's another pitcher prop that you like, I would parlay it with that as well.
You know, you can make debates, if you really want to, in Major League Baseball, what the best rivalries actually are. I think East Coast, you might get one answer. West Coast, you might get another. Jensen, what do we have today?
All right, so we do get a couple of rivalries renewed. For those of you that are from the Bay Area or from Southern California, this now, all of a sudden, this year, the way the Giants have gotten out of the gates is really intriguing. Mm-hmm. So rivalry renewed here between the Dodgers and the Giants. We also get another rematch here of the Red Sox and the Yankees. Here are a couple of ideas, Dave, and we talked about this. We were looking at the White Sox potentially with a run line on the road. We were looking at an under in Coors Field, making some money on some bad teams. Well, now we get the creme de la creme. Mm. Here are a couple of nuggets. Dodgers are 22-12 to the over. Oof. As the home team. That's the best mark in baseball. San Francisco, 14-4, I should say, on the money line as road underdogs. That's a fascinating market to me. Then we jump up to Fenway, and you have the Red Sox who get Garrett Crochet on the mound tonight. Boston, surprisingly, 10-21, covering the run line as a home favorite. The Yankees, 20-13 on the money line as an away team, best mark in baseball. Here's how we play it tonight. I think you take the Giants, the plus 1.5. I think you take the Yankees, plus 1.5. Dave, that's a pretty nice payout of plus 253 on DraftKings right now. So I think that's kind of the way you go with these rivalries renewed tonight. Some great pitching matchups. Logan Webb is going against Yoshi Yamamoto. So again, I think we see offense at a premium in some of these spots, but I do like both those road teams on the run line tonight.
All right, so what's the best rivalry in baseball? Because I think old-timers are going to say that Giants and Dodgers one still resonates. I know new schoolers might say Padres and Dodgers, right? But then, of course, the Yankees and the Red Sox, it always feels like that's the forever answer.
Yeah, again, kind of recent form too, right? We get a little, how shall we say, fatigue from a lot of Sunday Night Baseball between the Yankees and the Red Sox. There are other teams out there, people. so I do like that we have some of these teams, that particularly like the Giants, that have really started to play well this year. It brings back a little fever, a little spirit, and hopefully they continue that deep into August and September.
I wonder if there's people that still refer to them as the New York Giants. Let's get to maybe sometimes you just got to get a little R&R, and then that's all you need, Jensen.
Day away does a body good. A few of our circus sports people will need some R&R over the weekend after their week in Omaha. So, scheduling spots, Dave. We talked about this in baseball just because of the marathon of the season. Sometimes you can pick certain scheduling areas that may be beneficial to a team, to a player. Just happened to look this up, and it really kind of caught my attention. We talked the Phillies with Greg Peterson early. They are 9-2 when they have a day off in between games. How about that? Best mark in the National League. We will be on the Phillies minus $1.20 official play there for VSiN Pro subscribers. So the Phillies money line today against the Blue Jays. And then our Reds, Dave, I know sometimes we just got to get a little love. Maybe the day off does body good for them. They're very respectable, 6-3 with a day off.
Yep.
And the Reds tonight, correct me if I'm wrong, where are the Reds tonight? I'm going to double check.
They're
going
to be in Detroit.
They're in Detroit.
Yep.
Yeah, and Detroit is not named a starter as of yet. So Reds, nice little short underdog price at plus $1.12. Why not? Let's put it together. And if you put the Phillies money line and the Reds money line together, we get, plus 288, I think, on DraftKings is our price. So almost a 3-1 payout to parlay those two money lines together.
It looks like it's not official. It looks like Montero might go for the Motor City Kitties here against Nick Martinez here, the Reds. But I like what you're saying there. And again, Reds, one game over 500. Every time they get right to this point, it always gets a little bit dicey. But at least they're on the positive side here of 500. Again, I like the Phillies to try to bounce back. It's amazing how far they've fallen all of a sudden here in the NL East. Like, I know my Mets are playing great baseball, but Jensen, is this a bigger concern for the Phillies if they don't get this turned around with Ranger Suarez today against the Blue Jays?
Sure. And just kind of that spot where Citizens Bank has always been a fortress for them, and even teams coming in, you know, have had to deal with that fan base, especially a weekend series. So, yeah, this kind of a, not necessarily a put up or shut up series for Philly, but kind of one of those, like, we got to bounce back a little
bit.
Yeah,
right.
And your Metropolitan's kind of the beneficiary as we sit here right now. Just thought of this, and I'll throw it out to you as well. 10-1 for the Phillies to win the World Series. I know you don't want to hear that as a Mets fan, but just having something in pocket
feels like a playable number.
Yeah, I would think just to have it, why not? You may not see that number again here in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down there. You got to check out Edge Boost if you haven't yet. It's the first ever bank account that's built just for bettors. It ensures all your gambling transactions are always approved, no usage fees, no minimums. Earn cash back rewards, 100% approval for all your betting deposits. Sign up today at edgeboost.bet. Use that promo code book title of this show. When you do so, you deposit $25. Edge Boost is going to match that deposit. That's edgeboost.bet. Use that promo code book. All right, Jensen, I got to ask you, when do I get excited about my 95-1 ticket on Brooks Koepka? Because he has made another birdie. So he starts off today. Starts off with a bogey on one. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to have to sweat this out. Then he goes, birdie. So Major Brooks is now one off the lead at 3 under par. Scotty, still the betting favorite. Remember, he started off the day here 1 under. He's at plus 450. John Rahm, who's actually 4 off the lead, is plus 650. Brooksy, 1 off the lead, plus 850. And then you get to the double digits with the Morikawas, the J.J. Spawns, and the Bryson DeChambeaus. How do I Larry David this and curb my enthusiasm?
Don't, because I am already prepared for the group text here when we get to TD Ameritrade Park later this afternoon. I'm like, okay, Brooksy had a good day. He had a good finish. Everyone else is kind of faltering. I'm ready for it. Bring it on, big boy.
I know. And it really is. I mean, this is big boy golf. Look, no disrespect to the J.J. Spawns of the world, or some of these other guys up there, the Thurston Lawrences of the world. But we United States Open, you kind of want to see Brooks, Scotty, Bryson, right? We want to see those great American players play. And I said this yesterday too, like, whatever you think of Liv, whatever you think of Koepka, you're entitled to your opinion. But Jensen, he's won 5 major championships. He's already won 2 U.S. Opens and 3 Wanamakers at the PGA. If he puts number 6 on the mantle this week, oh my, we got to redo the history books, kids. If that happens, long way to go, I know, but Brooks Koepka looking pretty darn good as we stand right now. When we come back, you're there in Omaha, Jensen. Nobody better to break it down. A preview of the College World Series is next.
You're tuned in to VSiN by the Books, right here on VSiN.
We continue VSiN by the Books. Dave Ross Jensen was here with you on a Friday. Going to have a big, big, big hour number 3 coming up. Move into Carol, Billy Boddy, and Jonathan Davis. So we got you covered with fights, soccer, and hockey. You don't have to go anywhere. We got you covered there in hour number 3. But you are there in Omaha, sir. We've got 2 games today, 2 games tomorrow. Let's start to break those down. And by the way, hopefully everybody watched and listened yesterday. The numbers you gave out were spot on to the point of yesterday's numbers are not today's numbers. And you saw changes, and certainly you were ahead of the market changes. Tell us what you see today for the first game here, Arizona and Coastal, to kick off the College World Series.
Yeah, gave out a handful of unders yesterday and already line movement there. And you mentioned Arizona and Coastal. They get things underway 1 o'clock local time, 2 o'clock Eastern. So 9.5, the under we gave out yesterday, it's down to 9. Already, as you can see, people watching the VSiN Watch app, our listeners on Sirius Channel 158. So here's what I love about these two teams. And for people that are just now kind of tuning in and getting an idea of the College World Series. So, Dave, TD Ameritrade Park here plays a lot more spacious than a lot of college ballparks, okay? Wind is a factor here, although conditions today and tomorrow look decently calm for what we may be used to at this time of the year. So that will lend itself to early unders. And also for the pitching, as particularly with Arizona, is going to start Owen Krimkowski today. Coastal Carolina, a couple of great horses in their rotation. Do see an under here and do like where this number is trending. By the way, most important handicap of all, before the game start today, for people that want to know, the last 4 years, Dave, the national champion for the College World Series has stayed in the hotel that we are staying at right now. And I can tell you that Arizona and Coastal Carolina are both staying here. So just food for thought, if you want to jump into the futures market, last 4 years, the national champion has stayed in this hotel. Just throwing it out there.
Do you think the kids know that? Like, do you think that they'll never talk about it, right? But do you think that, like, the coaching staffs know? Like, this is a good omen. This is a good sign for us here.
Yeah.
Right?
Very good. I know that talking to a couple of Coastal fans yesterday, they're pretty excited. Remember, this first game is a rematch of the College World Series final between Arizona and Coastal Carolina in 2016. That's when Coastal won their lone national title in college baseball.
All right, so game number two is going to be Louisville is going to be taking on the Beavers of Oregon State. So we're seeing a total there of 10. Right now on the money line, you got to lay $1.88 here on Oregon State, plus 45 is a comeback on Louisville. Again, you want to play those run lines. You can get, if you want to lay it with Oregon State, only gets you to plus $1.05 there is interesting. If you want to take the run and a half here, you got to lay a little juicier, $1.35. Is this one properly priced in your opinion, sir?
I think so. And again, we gave out the under 10 yesterday, and I do feel that is the way to go. Ethan Kleinschmidt going to get the start here for Oregon State. And also they have Dax Whitney in their rotation too. So Oregon State of any team is as well positioned with frontline starting pitching. Ava Arquette, one of their studs and will be a player to watch throughout not only his first handful of games, but if Oregon State continues to move in this bracket, they will have some offensive firepower to be able to go with. You know, Louisville, when you kind of look at overall, Zion Rose, one of their outfielders, a guy to watch. Eddie King Jr. too, from an offensive standpoint. Matt Klein, their catcher. Those are kind of the weapons for Louisville. Very dynamic offense here, Dave. But again, starting pitching, elite pitching, the first day or two in this ballpark without significant wind blowing out lends ourselves to looking towards the under. So again, unchanged the total at this point, but we're on the under 10 here for the nightcap today.
All right. And then it does feel like tomorrow we've got the true Cinderella, if you will, in the Racers of Murray State against UCLA. You got a lay 270 with the Bruins. If you like UCLA in this game one matchup, highest total on the board is 11. We talked a little bit about those Racers. I'm not sure how they're traveling out there, but I got to think it's pretty well. Jensen, could there be a surprise in the offing here?
Yep. We are on Murray State. Yeah. We are riding Cinderella. Got them at plus 210 yesterday. They're down to plus 200 now in a lot of spaces. Listen, if you love offense, these guys can rake, man. I mean, you're looking at Jonathan Hogarth. You're looking at Luke Mistone. Will Vierling, by the way, who is, I believe it's either the cousin or a nephew, I should say, of Matt Vierling for the Tigers. Mm-hmm. So, again, love where Murray State's offense is. This one's just short and sweet, Dave. We ride Cinderella. We ride the highs. Murray State with the upset in game one on Saturday.
Love it. Okay, and then we've got the big boy matchup that everybody cannot wait for. That is LSU against Arkansas here. Nothing's really changed here in the money line price here. $1.10 on LSU, $1.20 on the Hogs. 9.5 is that total. Any change of the opinion since our conversation yesterday?
Yeah, so we got the under 10, which we like. It was down to 9 at some places yesterday, back up to 9.5. Still would advise the under 9.5 if you want to jump on that total as well. Dave, this is going to be a movie, okay? Ooh. When you see what the scene is like on Saturday night, here, you will see 30,000 strong, both inside and outside of TD Ameritrade Park. These two fan bases are going to be loud. You would believe that Arkansas probably has a slight edge here in the starting pitching and offensive market. You'll have Zach Root likely getting the start here for Arkansas, waiting to see what LSU decides to do. But overall, you're looking for Vahiva Aloy, who's the SEC Player of the Year for Arkansas, trying to really be able to pace this offense. Arkansas, boatload of weapons. LSU, boatload of weapons. Just a heavyweight fight, my friend. Very John Jones-esque here for UFC people. This is where, this is the one you want to watch, man. If you're all settled in on a Saturday night, this is the game you want to watch.
We have another game going on right there at Rocco's. That's where we're broadcasting out of. And we saw the crew on Money Moves yesterday with Stormy and JVT. They had Derek Stevens on, the owner-operator here of Circa. So let's see how day one went for Money Moves.
To do this here? Like, get the Omaha
executive. We just got a thumbs up from Bill 80 in the corner, so why not? Let's pass it down. Do we need to? Do we need to support both?
Sure.
One and one.
Oh, I thought you meant do two. I mean, that's. that's
all right. So we got the Omaha exemption.
Okay.
Now this is a brand new. This is a brand new company called Jot Shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they come, you rip it off, and then there's a little.
Well, so that's the thing. So Stormy alleged that because she went to a state school, she knew what she was doing with Jell-O shots. But then last night, I watched her struggle greatly.
Well, because I didn't know there was a technique for these specific containers. Okay,
so you gotta, I don't want to get it over my. You got to push up the bottom.
Right.
Like that.
You push up the bottom.
All right.
Yep.
Do we
get
cheers?
It loose. Sure.
Oh wait, you have to. I have to start it. Yep. This is a lot more pressure than I anticipated.
Yep. Push it up and then squeeze the bottom.
There
Salud.
We go.
All
cheers.
Right.
Cheers,
Colorado Series. Visa. There we go.
The slurping on the mic is not great.
Well.
That's great radio content.
Yep. All right,
okay.
We're in.
This tastes like a blue raspberry Slurpee.
I have to say.
Or an icy, you know.
I was surprised by the flavor. Like when we had one last night and then this one here, they taste great.
They do.
I don't know. I didn't think they were going to taste bad, but like these are fantastic. You could go down easy.
This is my best day at work in history.
I'll say this, Jensen. Stormy, the true pro, because the headset, it was going to be a problem, right? Trying to get that shot in and trying to be a pro. Felt like Derek, it kind of hit Derek a little bit there, that reaction. And JVT, it felt like there was no problem getting that Jell-O shot down. We do have updated odds, Jensen. Now, look, after what you witnessed in person, do you think that the field should be almost a $2 betting favorite? This comes to us from us here at buythebooks.bet. It's not an actual account. But now we've made the field $1.75. Derek is the second betting choice at plus 250. Look at Stormy. The rise in the marketplace to 4-1. JVT has been shortened to 8-1. You're at 10-1. We'll get to that there in a sec. Bill 80, 70-1. Mike Palm, 75-1. That's been shorted. Mitch and Paulie, we understand. Mitch has dropped like a rock. He's like the Rory McIlroy of this Jell-O shot challenge to 200-1. Jensen, you at 10-1 feels like a really smart money play.
Well, here we go, buddy. Let's do it together.
Let's go.
Let's do it together. Here. Let's go ahead and take
my
it, buddy.
USA.
I think we might have a special delivery
God.
For you. We
Are
couldn't
you
leave
serious?
You out, buddy.
I did
couldn't
not
leave
see
you
this.
Out. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, I'm in, Jensen.
All right, buddy.
This is for you.
Long distance cheers. You're in.
You guys
in.
Set me up.
Pretty good.
Let's go.
Pretty darn good.
All I can tell you, the ones here, oh my God, they pack a punch, dude. It's sneaky. But we saw that yesterday and we're like, I mean, we can't leave our brother in arms, you know, by himself.
You know,
shout out to Brandon, Savannah, and the crew. They were like, let's do this. And I'm like, absolutely. So precious cargo walking back from Rocco's last night to be able to get that thing ready to go for our show today.
You know, I thought like Savannah's got the wrong camera. I'm like, I'm not going to say anything, right? Because we can figure it out. That you guys set me up. You all set me up. Well done, crew. Good job done by all. Cannot wait to see where this Jell-O shot challenge continues. When we come back, we get some alternate win totals. That's next here at VSiN by the Books.
VSiN by the Books, right here on VSiN.
We are back. VSiN by the books. Dave Ross, Jensen Lewis here with you on this Friday. And I think that's a TV first for me, Jensen. That was a jello shot at my time, 5:40 in the morning here.
what would your commanding officer have said way back in the day? Ross.
Private Ross. What is that contraband?
0530.
We would be up. That is for sure. We would have been up for it. That's for damn sure. Again, that was fantastic. And I appreciate it, Jensen. Love that you kept us all in the loop here back in Vegas. It's been a lot of fun watching you guys out there. And by the way, if you are out there in Omaha, seriously, we are road tripping here. It's not just our show here with Jensen. Money Moves, you're going to be with them right today on Money Moves today, Jensen?
Yep.
Going to be with Money Moves and Follow the Money here. That, of course, is going to be with Mitch and Paul. And then your responsibilities will be done for the day. But we're not done as a network. Check that out tomorrow, Saturday, 10 a.m. as well. Check out a special edition of Follow the Money there. So, again, we're on the road here with VSiN, our fabulous partners here at Circa as well. So a lot of fun. And, again, if you're out there, people, seriously, go up to our crews, our people, great people out there in Omaha here for the College World Series. Let's get to some adjusted win totals. We've been breaking down every division here since those win totals came out here at Circa. They're out there at different shops. We cannot harp on this enough, and not just here for the alternate win totals in the NFL, but in everyday wagering. Shop around to find those best prices. You're going to find the same numbers, same betting options with different numbers at different books. These are brought to us by our friends here at Circa, and the North is going to be a beast. When you look at where the win totals start for these teams here, right, at basically minus $1.15s or plus $1.10s, they're all set at 8.5, 8.5 for the Bears and the Vikings, 9.5 for the Packers, and 10.5 for the Lions. Let's start with the Lions. You want to bet them to be a 12-win team. Remember, easily got there last year, but both coordinators are gone. They're both head coaches elsewhere. You can get plus 250 that this is a 12-win football team or more. Frank Ragnow, the talented center, surprise retire to some. So now you've got a hole there, theoretically, potentially at the center of that offensive line. Jensen, how do you view the Lions? And remember, you're in Omaha with Derek Stevens, so tread lightly.
Yeah. You get to where they got to last year, and you're like, okay, definitely leaves a lot to be desired. We felt like we were one of the best teams, if not the best overall team, looking at the regular season. So I think the value here is the over 11.5. Mm. I love the price at plus 250. Again, we had talked when this schedule came out that the backdrop here, of course, is the coordinators, right? How will Dan Campbell and company react? But also thinking that Aaron Glenn went to battle pretty much the second half of the season, Dave, with about as undermanned a defensive unit as you could get just from the injuries.
Yep.
So I think you and I were in agreement of would love to see, we know injuries will happen, they always do, but would love to see this defensive unit at 80%, you know, full capacity. I mean, God help us if they are 100%, and what, you know, kind of damage they could inflict on not only the division, but their opponents at large. So that to me just kind of lends more to a lot of offensive weapons. You got Sonic and Knuckles in the backfield. Why not take a stab at almost, you know, 2.5, 3 to 1 on 12 or more wins? Schedule will be tough. Division will be tough. But I can tell you what, I think you could back worse teams knowing that they don't have the ability to beat you multiple different ways. So I like the over 11.5. It's my best alternate total here for the Detroit Lions.
You know, I see it the same way that you do, too. I feel like fading the Lions is going to be fool's gold at the end. And again, this is going to be really a Dan Campbell situation. Does the front office and Brad Holmes, I trust that hierarchy, GM, head coach, and then Jared Goff. And I know a lot of people think he's going to turn back into a pumpkin with Frank retiring there at center. I don't see that to be the case anymore. I actually trust him in the marketplace here. I'm with you. Plus money for 11 wins and then 250 for potentially 12 or more. I think there's good value in the Lions there. Now, the other teams in this division, I think everybody's waiting for these big step-ups to come from whether it's going to be the Bears. Do the Vikings take a step back with that Sam Darnold? Now they turn to J.J. McCarthy. What about the Packers here and as the second betting choice here? it does feel like these teams are good, but Jensen, I guess how good is really the question. Let's start with the Packers. Do we trust Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, enough to say, yeah, this team is one in the betting market I can really trust?
Yeah, the over 9.5 feels right. $1.15 right there now. And, you know, just kind of understanding where they were at the end of last year. We talked about the injuries for the Lions. Imagine if Jordan Love had a decently healthy wide receiver room and what they potentially could have done, not only at the end of the season, but into the playoffs. So it feels like a floor of 9 wins is pretty much what it should be. Again, barring something cataclysmic here, I think it's pretty safe to look at them at a pretty affordable price there for 10 wins at $1.15. If you want to take a stab at 11, I think you would have to go look at the NFC North division title odds. That's where if you think they're into double digits, that would be the handicap for me, Dave. But I think as a floor, 9 should be very attainable. 10 should be pretty easy, but if you think it's 11 and beyond, I'd go look at winning the NFC North more than I would the alternate total.
Let's talk about the Vikings again, a team I loved last year. I like this year because I like the roster construction here. I think, again, you look at the front office and then you go with KOC as a head coach. You trust the brain trust there, the GM head coach. But the quarterback is an unknown, right? With J.J. McCarthy, we do not know. I like J.J. McCarthy. I gave Brandon Valesky a couple years ago some angst saying I thought he was going to be the guy in Minnesota. I think they should be excited about him. But again, until you do it, Jensen, it's hard to truly know. Can we bet on that, on the speculation of what we think JJ is going to be? Or is the other 52 good enough to help rise all tides, even if he's not up to speed right away?
Yeah, and the over 9.5 at this price, Dave, feels like that's the bet you're making. Is that the stabilization from JJ McCarthy does happen in earnest, and maybe it takes a little bit for that to happen, and maybe the Vikings close with a flourish. But I think if you're playing that number, that is your bet, is that JJ McCarthy will be fine, will be able to direct the offense, will be able to do some of the dynamic things we saw when he was at Michigan. So anxious to see it, but to me, from a value perspective, absolutely over 9.5 alternate total, that is the price to play.
Okay, let's get to my brethren back there in Chicago, and this is the year. It's Ben Johnson. It's year one. Caleb Williams, year two. You drafted all that talent, certainly not just a quarterback with Caleb, but then you got Roma Dunze in the top 10. You bring in an offensive line to kind of really patch that together. I will say it looks good on paper. But are we ready to take that seismic leap for the Bears here in year number one of Ben Johnson and year number two of Caleb Williams?
I think so. I mean, we're going to sound like a broken record here, but it's the overs yet again. And, you know, kind of I wrote in my notes here, if the rookie season of Caleb Williams shows anything, it is the promise and potential. And now you put him with who we believe is a brainiac there in Ben Johnson. Why not take a stab? So the over 8.5 at plus money, plus $1.10, absolutely love it. If you want to get really crazy, you know, and look at them to win 10 wins. Again, this is kind of the same idea with the Packers. If you think that they're into that 10-11 market, then why not take a stab at winning the division? Because I think you and I would agree it feels like 12 wins is probably what it's going to take with the pedigree and the echelon of the clubs that we'll see in the NFC North.
Yeah, and the thing it really is, if you go by what you and I like to talk about, is how good is the division overall? If we think it could arguably be the best top-to-bottom division in football, I don't think you make that case, then if they can kind of beat themselves up, they got to win out of the division. That's how you hit those win totals for a lot of good teams here, that potentially you could have the bottom of the division, an 8-9 win team. That's a real possibility if they're that good out of division. So time will tell, but it does feel like you can make a strong argument for the best division in football. It could be the NFC North. Now, if you're into futures wagering like I am, that's for sure. Fantasy or just the thrill of calling your shot, you got to check out xcuta.com. That's XCUTTA, basically the future of how we play. think of it like combining a live auction with a strategy of sports betting. You're going to choose who you want to bid on, players, teams, golfers, even horses. How about that? 1,000 athletes and teams to choose from across every major sport. You can set the terms, build your own auction, and then invite your friends to play so you can even start auctions for free. It's like creating your own mini sports book with your crew, and it's addictively fun. Here's the hookup. Email support@xcutta.com. Mention VSiN. They're going to send you a special 3-month player promo code to get started. Again, that's xcutta.com, XCUTTA. Future wagering just got a serious, serious upgrade. When we come back, the great Lou Finocchiaro is going to kick off hour number 3. We'll talk some UFC and I'm sure a little College World Series as well. That's next year when you come back with us on VSiN by the Books.